Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The doors are open at the Kennedy Presidential Library in Dorchester this morning, where thousands of people from all walks of life are expected to pay their respects to Senator Edward Kennedy, whose body will lie in repose there for a second day today. About 20,000 people lined up yesterday, and thousands more lined the route of the motorcade that carried the senator's body from his family home in Hyannisport to Boston. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on Kennedy's final journey through his beloved Cape Cod and his favorite landmarks in Boston.
Among those there to watch the motorcade leave Hyannisport was Bettina Dabney Abe. She has a vacation home near the Kennedys and has watched Senator Edward Kennedy her whole life.
Seen him sailing out on the bay as I grew up sailing here as well. I know he loved the ocean.
As the motorcade made its way away from the Nantucket Sound Kennedy loved, off Cape Cod and up Route 3, people applauded on the overpasses. The cortege went alongside the Rose Kennedy Greenway and into the North End, the neighborhood where Ted Kennedy's mother, Rose, grew up. That's where Jenny Durenian from Chelsea saw the procession go by.
That when the family came by, it was impressive for those of us standing outside, but to see all the limousine windows open and they were saying thank you to the people for being here. And then you saw some of the small children taking photographs of the people watching from the outside. And they showed their emotion as well as the emotion from this side. So it was nice. Very nice.
Between City Hall and Faneuil Hall, the growing crowd waited patiently for hours. Ann Dowling from East Falmouth came to town to celebrate her husband's birthday, but she felt she had to stay to pay her respects to the senator.
I feel like a member of the family has died. I mean, I only met Ted Kennedy and shook his hand a couple of times, but without Ted, I could cry. Without Ted Kennedy, my kids wouldn't have gone to college. I mean, because he worked so hard for college loans and, you know, the elderly, we had elderly relatives to take care of, and he just was always, always fighting for us.
It's devastating to lose him from the Senate.
Matt Bedlin is a high school junior from Douglas who's been into history and politics since at least the eighth grade. He came to Boston for a college visit to Northeastern, but he just had to linger for this moment.
I don't think anyone will ever replace what Ted Kennedy has done or what Ted Kennedy would have done for the state. I mean, just like you think of so many bills and laws that have been passed through Massachusetts, and his fingerprints are on so many of them.
In front of City Hall, Mayor Tom Menino stood between the flags of the United States and the city of Boston at half-mast. As the procession came out of the North End and past City Hall, the crowd erupted in applause and cheers. The Kennedys still had their windows down, and they were smiling and waving back. The bell of Faneuil Hall tolled 47 times, once for each year that Edward Kennedy served in the Senate. Once the motorcade had moved down Congress Street towards South Boston, a wave of people crossed the street and fanned out around Faneuil Hall and Quincy Market. As the crowd dispersed, you could overhear that part of the attraction was celebrity watching. One man asked another, "Did you see Caroline Kennedy?" Though Ted Kennedy's time has passed, the Kennedy mystique lives on. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.